It's the Disneyland with Kids podcast, bringing you travel tips, park tidbits, and the best Southern California travel deals.
I have said probably a million times that I do not like Finding Nemo's submarine voyage, and I will not go on it. But I've actually gone on it quite a few times, and I don't know, part of me kind of likes it a little bit. So what are some things you've changed your mind about at Disneyland Resort? Well, there are plenty, and we're here to talk about it. I'm Jessica from The Happiest Blog on Earth.
And I'm Becca from This Crazy Adventure Called Life.
Oh man, how many times have I said one thing and then done another and found out that it actually works better? A lot. There are so many things that we've changed our minds about. Becca, what have you changed your mind about at Disneyland Resort?
Oh my goodness, so many things. It's hard to pick, but I have to say is the midday break is my biggest one. Even when my oldest was little, we went open to close, man. We were there constantly. And he would nap in a stroller great. And then when we brought my twins, they did not nap in strollers well, at least not in the parks. And so we started doing the midday break and I kind of embraced it. Or if I do go all day, I don't try and stay till close anymore. So I've definitely changed the way I look at it. And that running ragged isn't always the best way to experience Disneyland.
Right. And we are saying this as magic key holders and people that go to Disneyland for our job. So we have the advantage and we have the bias of going a lot. So everything that we say, I say just take the advice that hits right for you and toss the others. And that's what we're here to talk about. Different things that maybe you've done or haven't done that work for you that don't. We're going to hear some contrasting things. Becca just said taking a break. She now embraces that. And we have some other people in the Disneyland with Kids group who says, you know what? No, I've heard that taking a break is great. But Allie says, I keep trying the midday break, but my kids have zero chill. They do not relax at the hotel and won't even watch a show. They're just itching to go back to the parks. So where there's a rule, there's always an exception. What do you think about that?
Definitely. Okay. I always said, my parents are always like, why do you just go to Disney so much? Why not go somewhere where you can just relax, maybe chill in your hotel room? I'm like, have you ever been trapped in a room with three children and a husband? Like, no, there is no doing that. And honestly, it is really like, they don't always nap. And if your kids aren't nappers and if you don't want to go and hang out at the pool, then it may not be a great option. But maybe that means your option is you go rope drop and you leave around dinner, or maybe it's you sleep in and you stay till closing. More for me, it's that I don't have to be there half an hour before opening to rope drop, clear up until after the parks close and there's an empty Main Street. I no longer try to do that because then by the end, you need more a vacation from your trip to Disneyland, right? Like you have, right, you need like totally 5 days to recover.
Exactly. I think, well, bouncing over to something that I've changed my mind about, which isn't strategy, I would have to say World of Color. I used to not like World of Color. I didn't enjoy being packed into the space. I feel like the options we have now are better. I did the virtual queue for World of Color a couple months ago, and we decided to just show up like as close to the beginning of World of Color as we could. And we were routed into the wet zone space. And I wasn't excited about that. And I just asked the cast member, is there somewhere else that I could watch? And they said, absolutely, go this way, go that way. How they navigate those maze of rope, I don't know. But he's like, go this, turn left, turn right. And we were at this beautiful spot that was like right in the center where there were very few people and we didn't have to get wet. And the experience, also having the dessert party option, is incredible. I have been able to actually enjoy the show, enjoy the storytelling of it. And I really think it is a must watch show now.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love World of Color. I'm one of those people, like, the only way I will do it is at the dessert party, though. So yeah, I'm going to swing to Disneyland talking about nighttime shows, though. And something I've changed my mind about in the opposite direction is the Tomorrowland Lounge, Sky View Lounge, or whatever they're calling it now, for where you can sit and eat and play games and watch the fireworks. And I loved it before when it had the couches and you got a dessert package type tray and fruits and had, it was comfy up there. And they, when they brought it back after the closure, they changed to metal chairs or high top stools that don't even have backs, metal tables, and you pick up your food clear over at Tomorrowland, the Galactic Grill, and then you walk it up there. And I don't like it as much. So that's just something to show that in the opposite way, something you loved and you raved about can change and it not be your thing anymore. And that's okay. It's okay to be like, you know, there are still people that will enjoy it and there are people that do, but it's not for me anymore.
Yes, that can happen. That one was a definite downgrade, although I have enjoyed it since then. It really depends on the people that I'm with and kind of what experience we're after. But overall, I would have to agree. Now we have some more I've changed my mind about in the Disneyland with Kids Facebook group. Becca, did you want to grab one or do you want me to?
I want to do this one because I think it's gonna cause some people some thoughts. I think people are going to have thoughts on this.
Okay.
Tina H says, not having to buy Genie Plus. I was convinced I needed it every day, but seeing other people's posts in the group about how they managed without it and doing some days with my daughter that were more character focused, I've learned we don't always need it. And McKay agreed with her and said, totally. We just got back from a 4-day trip and didn't do Genie Plus at all. And, or either day that they were at California Adventure, they used it only in Disneyland and had a very fun filled, ride filled and experience filled day. I think that one's interesting because I think we've done a Genie Plus episode recently and we were like, yes, it's definitely worth it. If I can, I'll link it if I can find it. But this is a hot topic because I know we have said Genie Plus is definitely worth it. But sometimes that is really do I do Genie Plus or do we, I'd rather do this character meal. That's a decision some families have to make when they have a set budget for their vacation. And so I think it's important to talk about that there are people that successfully do the parks without Genie Plus.
I love that. I love that feedback. And I love hearing that people can do it. I think one of the key elements in that, that's kind of buried in the subtext of it, is that it took a little bit of planning and it took a little bit of knowing what to expect that day. So if I were to do a California Adventure day with no Genie Plus, filled with rides and characters and experiences, I would plan out my day for a rope drop, riding all those attractions in the morning, and I would strategize which ones to do with lower wait times without Genie Plus, and then I would save those experiences of entertainment and characters for the afternoon. So I love that we have a place where people can bounce those ideas off of each other and just enjoy, because if this is like a one-day trip that you're going with your family of seven that you've saved for 10 years and you are going and you don't have Genie Plus and you're standing in that queue of Indiana Jones outside for an hour and you're just watching people and people and people walk by, it's not going to feel so fantastic. So there are absolutely ways to do it. And I think that is amazing to save that money and maybe use it towards something else. So it definitely depends.
Yeah. So I noticed people were talking about another way they save money. Do you want to touch on one of those comments?
So I'm guessing that is park hopping. Donna says, I never park hop. Always take a midday break, even if it's 10 minutes. It helps get away from the overstimulation. Love that, Donna. And she says, especially if I've rope dropped that day. She is full of different tips like mobile ordering and a game plan to start the morning, must-do rides. But I think park hopping is the one that we want to focus on right now. It used to be a set price if you went multiple days, and now it's not. So I think that's something that really comes into kind of negotiating what you want for your trip. And this is funny because it ties into Genie Plus. When I'm going with groups and families and budget is a concern, like myself, my extended family, I say, get the Genie, skip the Hopper. That's what we do.
Yeah. So I want to mention Dana also talked about this. So we have Donna and Dana that both mentioned that they skipped.
Okay. I was like, did I say it wrong? Great.
No, there was a Dana up higher that just is not park hopping. It saves a ton of money. So definitely you can pick and choose. You don't have to do one or the other. And you don't even have to do both of them. You can go without both of them if you want. It just depends on the type of vacation you want to have, your budget, all of that stuff. But that's where our Disney on Kids group comes into play. We have people that do it all different ways. So it's always good to go in there, ask your questions, get some tips, read other people's trip reports. It's a great place to learn for that. So I really, really love that, there are people that do it differently than we do.
For sure. I love hearing about all these different things that people have changed their mind about, from park hopping to buying Genie Plus, World of Color. We talked a little bit about, well, not a little bit, in a previous episode, we talked about Pixar Place Hotel, which we definitely changed our mind about. So you'll have to go back and listen to that. Another quick thing that you may have changed your mind about, Becca, you also mentioned Tomorrowland Terrace. Anything else?
Toontown. We have to talk about Toontown. Like, I used to, you know, like, I've always kind of loved Toontown as a place to go let my kids play, but it's awesome now. I love Toontown now. And I think that's a big one. The Imagineers got it right when they reimagined Toontown. And Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, the best queue in any Disney ride that I've ever done. So yeah, Toontown's a major one.
And an amazing attraction as well. It's so much fun.
Okay, one last change of mind. This one is from Samantha. And this is funny because, like, you and I talk a lot about rope drop and how important it is in early entry and things. And this is what she said. I thought people who rope dropped were crazy. I love my sleep. But once we tried rope dropping, I was hooked. My husband jokes that Disney is the only place that can get me out of bed before 7 a.m. Maybe things will change when my son gets a little older and wants to sleep in. But for now, we are rope droppers.
That is awesome. I love a good rope drop conversion story. I am here for it. I still think that is one of the best things to do. I haven't changed my mind about it. Tell us what you've changed your mind about. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and leave a review. We'd love to hear from you.